Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, along with my partner in crime today, Ms. Rachel Martin. All right, you're a news story. And you're not on page one. That's so cool. Don't feel bad. You didn't make page two. We are still your friend. We are. We know you're worthwhile. You totally matter. And we're going to prove it. We're putting your story in the ramble.
One of those little stories. Actually, I think this was on some front pages. You know those ads for Lipitor? These are famous ads. They're all over the place with Robert Jarvik, the guy who had a lot to do with the artificial heart. He invented it. Let's listen to a little bit of this ad.
Just because I'm a doctor doesn't mean I don't worry about my cholesterol.
Inventor of the Jarvik artificial heart, Dr. Robert Jarvik.
For many people like me, diet and exercise aren't enough. But adding Lipitor significantly lowers bad cholesterol, 39% to 60%. I take it because it does more than that.
That's unlike the guy who does the movie trailers doing in the middle of this cholesterol drug. That's what I want to know. In another world where there's Lipitor.
Exactly. Well, maybe that's in part why they're pulling it. Pfizer is pulling these ads, canceling the campaign altogether. Turns out Dr. Jarvik is not a cardiologist, not licensed to practice medicine even. I mean, he does have a medical degree, though. Also, the ads depict Dr. Jarvik. He's rolling across this lake. He's like, I'm a healthy man with a healthy heart. But the ad apparently used a body double, and Jarvik apparently doesn't row at all. The claim that Jarvik is the inventor of the artificial heart is also controversial, apparently. Some former colleagues are saying that credit should go to Jarvik's mentor and his associate. And a congressional committee has gotten involved. They've been examining consumer drug ads, and they've called the ads into question. They're continuing their investigation of the Pfizer-Jarvik ads. Now you know.
All right, so wait, we got Pfizer's side of this, too.
Oh, yeah, Pfizer's president. Okay, we'll let them talk. Pfizer's president says, quote, going forward, we commit to ensuring there is greater clarity in our advertising regarding the presentation of spokespeople. There you go.
Hey, Pfizer. Some PR person worked hours on
that line,
Rachel.
That's true. Thank you.
We at least got to let somebody's work make the air. All right, this is a story coming to us from overseas. Police dogs in Dusseldorf are now being outfitted with little rubber shoes to protect their paws. All right. Apparently, there's been a high rate of paw injuries, especially in Dusseldorf's historic district. It's famous for its pubs. Here's how this goes. Pubs, people drink. Sometimes they get drunk. Sometimes when you're drunk, you lead to at least revelry. Sometimes drunken revelry leaders to broken bottles on the street, and hence why the puppies are having problems, because they're stepping on broken glass. Now, the dogs will start wearing these little shoes full time. Apparently, unfortunately, the testing has not gone that smoothly. Have you ever seen dogs where people put those little rubber boots on them, how unhappy the dogs look?
It's like they're walking around like, I know I look so lame.
Exactly.
It's not my fault.
And they shake their little paws, that little extra bit. Well, a spokesman for the police in Dusseldorf said, quote, the dogs aren't too keen yet, but with a few weeks of training, they should be used to them. Now, I don't think this really matters to the dogs, but apparently the shoes were ordered in blue to match the officers' uniforms.
There you have it. Okay, did you tune in to watch the Academy Awards? We did for like part of it because we have to go to bed early. But apparently we weren't alone in not watching the entire thing or any of it. The Sunday's Academy Awards were the least watched Oscars in more than two decades. The record low average of 32 million total viewers is down 21% from last year. It dropped below the mark set by the 2003 broadcast, which ran during the run-up to the war in Iraq, when apparently people don't want to think about the glitz and glam of Hollywood. Some are blaming the dark material covered by this year's nominees on the poor turnout. There Will Be Blood, of course, and No Country for Old Men both explored pretty bleak themes. Another explanation might be that the writer strike prevented ABC, which aired the Oscars, from the usual buildup and hype surrounding the Oscars. Producer Dan Pashman, BPP producer, noting that this year's Super Bowl was the most watched in history. Dan contends that the Oscars got historically low ratings because the Giants failed to be nominated for any Academy Awards. Why am I reading this? He adds that the Giants did win the Super Bowl and that they won the Super Bowl.
I thought we'd escaped from this.
No.
Look at him. He's gone into the control room to watch
us do this. He's so pleased with himself.
He's like, read the script, monkey.
Okay.
That's it for the ramble. These stories are more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. We're on to you, Pashman.